Hello, and welcome to the Keto for Christ podcast. Have you been struggling to have success with keto? Have you tried it in the past, had great results, but somehow life happened and you gained it all back? It's so much more difficult the second time around, am I right? Trust me, friend, I understand and I feel your pain, frustration, and disappointment. Because that's exactly what happened to me. My name is Cherie Haynes, and I am so passionate about getting the message of keto out into the world. But what if I told you that bringing God into the equation could make all the difference? As Philippians 4:13 states, "For I can do everything through Christ who gives me strength." So, do you want to do keto the easy way or the hard way? If you'd like to do keto the easy way, please join me each week as I share simple strategies for keto and as we pray together for the strength and commitment we need to honor this temple God has given us so that we can better serve Him. I believe when we do keto for Christ, success will be inevitable. Let's go ahead and jump into today's show. Hello, friend. Welcome back to the Keto for Christ podcast. How's your week going? Is there anything new and exciting going on in your world? I am finally somewhat getting back into a routine. Last week seemed like a blur, but things are finally starting to come together. So, as you read in my episode title, I wanted to share with you my number one tip for breaking through a plateau, as I've heard from many of you that you're struggling with this. I was just experiencing a plateau myself a couple of short months ago. In episode 3, I shared my 30-day transformation and the steps I took to experience improvements in so many areas of my life, but I wanted to focus on one specific dietary change that I made that month that I really feel led to my own breakthrough in plateau. And what might that be, you ask? Well, I have a feeling you aren't going to like my answer, friend, but the culprit is dairy. I know, I'm the first to admit, being able to eat dairy was one of the first attractions that drew me to keto. What other diet allows you to eat cheese and heavy cream? And when Rebel ice cream came out, I was immediately sold. Have you tried that yet? I believe Walmart is now even carrying it. It's definitely a better option than Dairy Queen, but my problem was I would eat the entire pint in one sitting. I would start by saying, "Oh, I just want a couple of bites." And before I knew it, I only had a couple of bites left. Can you relate? Now, I'm definitely not promoting this ice cream. After all, that goes against my point about dairy's impact on your keto journey. However, I just want you to know that I understand that it's easy to feel like we're missing out on all of our previous favorites, and sweet treats like ice cream often top the list. Not only does ice cream impact how I feel, but when I look closely into my own dairy intake, I began to realize that so many recipes out there rely very heavily on cheese. Fathead dough is a perfect example. Some people may not have any issues at all, but I would just like to encourage you to reflect back to your last few days of meals and snacks and just ask yourself, how many of them include a dairy? I am by no means judging, but I just feel it is my responsibility to share this secret with you because I feel so strongly that it will help you break through your plateau. So, what are some of the benefits I've experienced by eliminating dairy? Well, this one might be TMI, but regular bowel movements was a huge improvement almost immediately I noticed once I started removing dairy. Obviously, no one enjoys talking about this, but let's get real. I have a feeling I'm not the only one suffering in this department. If you can relate, please take my advice and just try eliminating dairy, even if for 1 week. If you don't see a drastic difference, by all means, incorporate it back in. More energy is another huge improvement I noticed. I had been feeling lethargic and wasn't sure why I never seemed to have the energy I did at one time on keto. Once eliminating dairy, though, I noticed a huge difference in my energy levels. I also felt cleaner. Does that make sense? I'm not sure quite how to explain it, but when I was eating a lot of cheese and other dairy throughout the day, I just felt bloated and sluggish all around. Others I've talked to have also experienced clearer skin, less inflammation, less allergy symptoms, and less sensitive nerves. Now, I know this can be kind of depressing news to hear, as we all enjoy dairy. It does taste amazing. There is no denying that. So I thought it might be helpful to keep these verses in mind this week if you do decide to try to eliminate dairy for yourself. The first verse is 2 Timothy 1 verse 7. For God did not give us a spirit of timidity, but a spirit of power, of love, and of self-discipline. Another helpful verse is 2 Chronicles 15 verse 7. But as for you, be strong and do not give up, for your work will be rewarded. Friend, this discipline will be rewarded. Your efforts will pay off, and as time goes on, you will feel so much better you won't even miss the dairy. Sometimes we come to a point where we just have to ask ourselves, is the temporary enjoyment of the taste worth the negative effects I feel after eating dairy? If you have come to a point where you're asking yourself for options to avoid the negative effects after eating dairy, know that there are alternatives. I mentioned this in my last episode, but Thai Kitchen Organic Unsweetened Coconut Milk has become a staple in my home. I use this in my coffee, smoothies, curry dishes, basically everything that I would normally use heavy cream for. It has a very creamy texture, so I don't feel like I'm missing out, but I feel so much better after eating a meal using this option. There is also the liquid coconut milk, almond milk, and cashew milk. These are all great options for smoothies or making chia seed pudding or avocado pudding. Speaking of avocados, they can also be a replacement for dairy, especially if you're missing that creamy texture. Guacamole and celery has become one of my absolute favorite snacks. Avocados are also great as a salad topper and are an amazing addition to smoothies as well. And did you know they provide some great bone health benefits? They contain a good amount of vitamin K, vitamin C, boron, copper, and folate. One cup of avocado also contains over 7 grams of fiber. And they are also a source of omega-3 fatty acids, which offer many other health benefits. One in particular is increasing calcium absorption. So needless to say, I could go on and on about avocados, as I truly believe they are a superfruit that we should all try to incorporate more into our diet. I was reading back through a book of mine by Maria Emmerich titled The 30-Day Ketogenic Cleanse, which I will link for you in the show notes, and I'd like to share an excerpt with you out of her book. Maria has written several books and cookbooks and is very well known in the keto community. I have a lot of respect for her, as I'm sure many of you do as well. But she says, I find that eliminating dairy helps so many people reach their goal weight. For 50% of my clients, dairy is insulin spiking and holds them back from losing any weight. Other problems can occur with dairy as well. When your gut is damaged and inflamed, a phenomenon called atrophy of the villi occurs. Dairy is digested at the ends of the villi, which are little finger-like pieces that line the intestinal wall. If your villi are damaged, dairy may not be well absorbed, leading to symptoms of acid reflux, indigestion, gas, and/or bloating. Once you heal the intestinal wall with an anti-inflammatory keto diet, you can incorporate dairy foods in smaller amounts at first. She goes on to say, To reintroduce dairy, start with goat cheese to see if your weight loss stalls or weight creeps up. If it doesn't, try ghee next. Then progress to butter and cheese made from cow's milk if your body tolerates them. So there you have it, friend. I know how frustrating it is feeling like you're doing everything right, but not seeing the scale move. I want you to experience breaking through your own plateau, and I promise you will notice improvements by incorporating this one tip. Before we end in prayer, I just want to let you all know that I recently created a Facebook group called Keto for Christ, and I would love for you to join. I'll have a link in the show notes if you decide this is something you'd like to be a part of. But I'd really like for our community to start connecting so we can help each other through any difficulties that may arise. I might not have experienced some of the things you are encountering, but others in the community might have, and I just want you to have that support. Now, let's go ahead and end in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for continuing to bring my friend back each week. It's truly an honor to serve in this way. For those who choose to eliminate dairy this week, I pray that they experience amazing breakthroughs and plateaus, as well as any other areas of health they might be struggling with. Lord, please help them avoid any temptations, and please just take all cravings away so they can focus on their health this week. You are so good to us, and we are grateful that you are walking with us every step of the way on this journey. In your name I pray, amen.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. But now am found, was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to be.
I just wanted to remind you, friend, that you're not on this journey alone. You have me, Cherie Haynes, as your Keto for Christ coach, as well as others here in our community. And best of all, you have our Heavenly Father supporting you as well. We all know you have what it takes to achieve your true potential and God's purpose for your life. Please connect with me on social media so that I will know how I can continue to better serve you. You can find me on Facebook by searching Cherie Haynes or on Instagram, and my handle is @KetoLifeIsHealth. And if you're finding value in this podcast, please help me spread this powerful message by subscribing and leaving me a review on iTunes so that others can join us in the Keto for Christ movement too. Oh, 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 oh,